For almost 40 years, DR Power Equipment has been the go-to for homeowners who want professional-level outdoor power equipment. Whether you're managing acres of overgrown fields or just want to have the best lawn on the block, DR Power has everything you need to conquer your piece of the outdoors. Visit drpower.com today to learn more and shop the sale.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
RTE are set to get a guaranteed €725 million in Exchequer funding over the next 3 years as the broadcaster's new funding model is set to be signed off by Cabinet today. And Fionnán Sheehan, the Ireland editor with the Irish Independent, joins us this morning. Fionnán, tell us, this is less than they wanted, but it's still a very significant amount of money. How is it going to be spent? Do we know?
Well, it'll be spent on both day-to-day operations of RTE, as is at the moment, and also on bringing about their restructuring plan. So that's 400 redundancies, more outsourcing, reducing down the size of their campus, investing more in their digital products. They're also looking at redeveloping their studio in Cork. So there'll be a combination of investment and funding, and also paying for redundancy programs, which costs quite a lot. I mean, ultimately, government have decided to do nothing here. Given a range of options that they had, they chose the easiest one. Do nothing, throw a bit of money at it, just give RTE some of the money that they want and leave it at that.
Okay, so is this a kind of a can-kicking operation that they've waited about a year since the controversy broke, so that tempers have calmed over it all, and now we're fudging it and doing very little?
Yeah, and I mean, it's even worse than that, in that, I mean, they've basically decided we're not going to do anything with the TV license, just going to leave it alone. That debate that's gone on for 15 years, that's over now. TV license stays at £160, stays collected by OnPost. OnPost will be throwing a few extra bob to try and collect a bit more and get it back on track from where it was before the Ryan Tuberty scandal broke. It won't be collected by the revenue commissioners. It was just deemed that would be there'd be too much of a public backlash against that, a water charges-esque type affair. So basically, they decided to leave that alone, and they'll just give RTE a top-up on top of whatever the TV licence brings in. And they'll also take out the uncertainty around TV licence collection revenues by basically guaranteeing RTE a certain amount each year. So when you kind of dig into the figures, you're looking at RTE looking for certain amounts each year, and them getting close to what they want. But,
yeah,
but
they looked for 780, I believe, and they're getting 725. They're not.
Yeah, so look, if you look at next year, they were looking for 255. They're getting 225. The following year, they were looking for 260. They're getting 240. They were looking for 265 and then 260. Following year. So basically, they're looking for 255 from next year, and that goes up by £5 million each year after that.
And Fionnán, what I don't understand from this is are they getting more money now going forward than they were, or are they getting less money now than they were going forward?
Oh, God, yeah. No, they're getting massive amounts of more money. If you go back to pre-Tuberty crisis, the TV licence basically gave RTE just short of £200 million. So we know that the TV license is well below that now. So even if they manage to recover, let's say the TV license goes back to where it was previously, up to £200 million, RTE are still getting 225.
Okay, so isn't that the nub of it? RTE were found to have poor governance. I think that's probably the politest way of saying it, and lots of issues arising, and now they're getting more money. Is that the bottom line here?
Yeah, it kind of sounds like the bank bailout, doesn't it? Yeah, I mean, basically, that's the way things seem to operate in this country, that if through your own incompetence you end up in crisis, the taxpayer ends up bailing you out. Yeah, so if you look at it across a five-year period from last year through to the 3 years that are being guaranteed today, you'd be looking at around about an extra €180 million going to RTE from the taxpayer.
A very sizable amount of money. And then lastly, I suppose what is being said to us publicly is that this money is contingent on RTE delivering proposed reforms, cutbacks and redundancies. Is there any mechanism here to ensure that those cutbacks and reforms happen now that they have this guaranteed income stream?
Yeah, you'd assume that tied into it will be a series of goals that they have to achieve each year. They'll have to show, right, we have initiated our redundancy program, right, we have reformed this particular area. There's a whole range of issues around corporate governance that are fairly straightforward. I mean, you shouldn't have to say that the board of an organisation has to be told what's going on mm-hmm. by the management, but in RTE's case, you absolutely do. But ultimately, you know, the big ticket item here was the reform of the TV licence. The media minister, Catherine Martin, went down a complete solo run on the abolition of the licence. That was never going to happen. And ultimately, it's hard to figure out, was she completely incompetent or was she so clever that she was trying to avoid taking a tough decision, where ultimately she's ended up in a scenario where absolutely nothing is happening with the TV licence and we just dip into the exchequer and provide RTE with extra funding.
Look, thank you very much for speaking to us. That is Fionnán Sheehan there, Ireland editor of the Irish Independent. I should say that we invite Catherine Martin, media minister, on this media show very regularly. I can probably count on one hand over the last number of years the amount of time she has come on to discuss these issues with her. You are invited, Minister. We'd love to hear from you.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.
For almost 40 years, DR Power Equipment has been the go-to for homeowners who want professional-level outdoor power equipment. Whether you're managing acres of overgrown fields or just want to have the best lawn on the block, DR Power has everything you need to conquer your piece of the outdoors. Visit drpower.com today to learn more and shop the sale.